By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, welcome back to another morning, mashallah, of Rise and Shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Another morning with Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. But remember, as I've said many a time, that the weather, this is one of those things which is the uloom, the science, the knowledge, the true knowledge is no doubt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are So, in fact, I like to use the word assumptions or opinions. And there's a reason for this, inshallah, which I may come to later. Well, I'll tell you the reason why. The reason is because that's today's topic, my dear viewers. That is today's topic. So, inshallah, we shall be speaking today about opinions. Everyone has an opinion, don't they? Allahu Akbar, who doesn't have an opinion for anything? We just love to give our opinions too. You know, we are all polymaths, meaning we are specialists in every field. We are professionals in every field. If it comes to medicine, we're doctors. If it comes to law, we're lawyers, the barristers. You know, we love to be. I don't know what it is, my reviews, but this is not every case. This is not with everybody, but sadly, many people, they have an opinion about everything. When it comes to religion, they're all theologians or they are all... You can say, yes, Islamic lawyers or whatever it may be. They always have an opinion. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is today's topic. Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about opinions. And sometimes it is very good to think positive, to have good opinions. And not so good to have bad opinions too. So what do I mean by this? Some people would be a little confused. What do they mean, having good opinions, bad opinions, assumptions? Is a better word, but we shall be speaking about them all, inshallah, azza wa jal. But if you use the Madani Channel first, as usual, let's begin by listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. MashaAllah, there would be many youngsters who are watching from home, unless it's those who are now at summer school, they call it. But majority of people will be at home. They would be watching this. The glorious Quran is going to be recited. I urge each and every single one of you to give your full attention to the recitation of the Quran and make good intentions. For the more good intentions we make, inshallah, the more reward you shall gain. My dear viewers, let's begin this beautiful morning. Alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful morning. Let's begin this beautiful morning by listening to the verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ
یہ بدلہ ہے اس کا جو تمہارے ہاتھوں نے آگے بھیجا اور اللہ بندوں پر ظلم نہیں کرتا
كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ
جیسے فرعون والوں اور ان سے اگلوں کا دستور وہ اللہ کی آیتوں سے منکر ہوئے تو اللہ نے انہیں ان کے گناہوں پر پکڑا
ان اللہ قوی شدید العقاب
بے شک اللہ قوت والا سخت عذاب والا ہے۔
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَى قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ۔
یہ اس لیے کہ اللہ کسی قوم سے جو نعمت انہیں دی تھی بدلتا نہیں جب تک وہ خود نہ بدل جائیں، اور بے شک اللہ سنتا جانتا ہے۔
كَذَّبَ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ،
جیسے فرعون والوں اور ان سے اگلوں کا دستور۔
كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ،
انہوں نے اپنے رب کی آیتیں جھٹلائیں تو ہم نے ان کو ان کے گناہوں کے سبب ہلاک کیا اور ہم نے فرعون والوں کو ڈبو دیا۔
وَكُلٌّ كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ،
اور وہ سب ظالم تھے۔
إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِندَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ،
بے شک سب جانوروں میں بدتر اللہ کے نزدیک وہ ہیں جنہوں نے کفر کیا اور ایمان نہیں لاتے۔
الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتَ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَرَّةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَتَّقُونَ،
وہ جن سے تم نے معاہدہ کیا تھا پھر ہر بار اپنا عہد توڑ دیتے ہیں اور ڈرتے نہیں۔
فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ،
تو اگر تم کہیں انہیں لڑائی میں پاؤ تو انہیں ایسا قتل کرو جس سے ان کے پس ماندوں کو بھگاؤ اس امید پر کہ شاید انہیں عبرت ہو۔
وَإِمَّا تَخَافَنَّ مِنْ قَوْمٍ خِيَانَةً فَانْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَى سَوَاءٍ،
اور اگر تم کسی قوم سے دغا یعنی عہد شکنی کا اندیشہ کرو تو ان کا عہد ان کی طرف پھینک دو برابری پر۔
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْخَائِنِينَ،
بے شک دغا والے اللہ کو پسند نہیں۔
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ،
اور ہرگز کافر اس گھمنڈ میں نہ رہیں کہ وہ ہاتھ سے نکل گئے، بے شک وہ عاجز نہیں کرتے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ We have listened to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. We are now going to move on to the naat of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's completely impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger. He is khatamun nabiyyin, he is khatimun nabiyyin, he is both khatam, khatim. He is the seal of prophethood. He is the final, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, this is none other than Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. No doubt he is deserving of praise. Now, it said that the Quran is the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, the Quran is the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who are we not to? Who are we not to, my dear viewers? We must regularly send salawat upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, was regularly praise the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And one form of praise is the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's inshallah عز وجل listen to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you are aware of the words, then please do read along. If you're not, try to read along anyway. Inshallah azza wa jal, do try to give your full attention to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Haqiqat se tumhari juz khuda aur kaun ghaqif hai, kahe to kya kahe koi, chuni tum ho chuna tum ho chuna tum ho, ae khatme rusul makki madani kaun mein tumsa koi nahi koi nahi, ae khatme rusul makki madani kaun koi nahi koi nahi, ae khatme rusul makki madani, ae khatme rusul makki madani, kaun ain mein tum sa koi nahi kaun ain mein tum sa koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tere siwa, tere siwa mehboob khuda ka koi nahi koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tere siwa mehboob khuda ka koi nahi koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi, sare achchon se achcha samjhiye jise hai us sachche se achcha hamara nabi, tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi, sare unchon se uncha samjhiye jise hai us sachche se uncha hamara nabi, tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi, sabse awwal sabse aakhir ibtida ho intiha ho, he wasile sab nabi tum asal maqsood e khuda ho, sab tumhare dar ke raaste ek tum raah-e khuda ho, tum sa koi nahi tum sa koi nahi, aasaab to sab ne paaye hai aasaab to sab ne paaye hai, par husne tara pa koi nahi par husne tara pa koi nahi, aadam se janabe isa tak aadam se janabe isa tak, sarkar ke jaisa koi nahi koi nahi, aadam se janabe isa tak sarkar ke jaisa koi nahi koi nahi, ae khat mein rusul makki madani kaun ain mein tum sa koi nahi koi nahi, dil kisko dikhaye cheer ke hum dil kisko dikhaye cheer ke hum, isi aaga madawa kaun kare isi aaga madawa kaun kare, ae rehmat e alam
تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا
محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
شاپ محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے حق میں رسول باقی بدنی کون میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ
مقرب ہے بے شک خلیلو نجیبی بڑی شان والے کلیم ہو مسیبی کلا بتا عرش سے بھی جو آگے وہ سلطان کل انبیاء آپ ہی میرے نبی پیارے نبی ہے مرتبہ بالا تیرا جس جا کوئی پہنچا نہیں پہنچا وہاں سلوا تیرا عرشِ بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسول باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم علیہ وسلم مدنی چینل الحمدللہ عز و جل. You are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, we do have a daily question. What is today's question? Today's question, my dear viewers, is where is Hajj performed? Some people will think, where is it performed? I definitely know what Hajj is. When they go to that place where the Baytullah is, where the Kaabatul Musharrafah is, and they do tawaf around the Kaaba, and you know, you see so many people in the white clothes. Where is that? Is it Iraq? Is it Mecca? Is it Medina? Is it Syria? Which place is it? I'm not too sure. One of these. Allahu Akbar. This is what some people would be thinking. Some of the youngsters, I think most of the elders would know the answer. But whether you know it, or even if you know it, then please do send in your answers. If you don't know it, then no worries, just give it a guess, give it a try. What do you think? Maybe even ask somebody, speak to somebody, search it up if you like. inshallah azza wa jal. But please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Now, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, today's topic, what is today's topic? Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be speaking about opinions. As I said, everybody has an opinion. We're living in a time where everyone has an opinion all the time. If somebody is feeling ill, you'll be like, oh, yeah, you should eat this food. Or don't eat this food. Have this with this, you'll feel better. And then they end up feeling worse. And then what happens? Allahu Akbar. Or, you know, you should do this, you shouldn't do this. You know, the person become a doctor. You know, everyone, for everything, when it comes to Islam, they know nothing. They don't know the fundamentals. But they like to give you opinion on religion. They like to give you opinion on creed. People, we're just opinionated, aren't we, everyone? We've just got so many opinions. We love to just, you know, swing them about everywhere. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Allah, inshallah. Just a general rule of thumb. That a person who is a professional, they should only speak in about the field in which they are a professional, in which they are skilled. And generally we would find most professionals would do this, but sometimes, Allahu Akbar. So if a person knows about law, then that's fine. Speak about law. They are a, you know, maybe they are a professional, they're a lawyer, they're a barrister, they know about law. That's fine, a solicitor, advise in that field. If a person's a doctor, that's, you know, you have every right to advise in the medical field. But it doesn't give you the power or the ability. It doesn't mean that now somehow because you're a doctor, you can speak about anything you wish. No. Just whatever your field is, whatever you're a professional in, speak about that field. This is how it should be, my dear. We all have our opinions. Now, firstly, yes, today we'll speak about opinions, assumptions. Is a better word, as I did say. Now, what is an assumption? An assumption is every such thought which is determined from an apparent sign is known as an assumption, like a deduction, as we would say, or even you can say an opinion. For example, if you were to see smoke at a distance, then automatically we would think there's fire. Now, this fire we have not seen. We have assumed, this is our opinion, this is what we think, this is what we have deduced by seeing the smoke. But maybe there is no fire at this moment. Yes, smoke comes from fire. But maybe the fire is finished, it's only smoke. But this is our assumption, this is what we have deduced, my dear viewers. So this is what an opinion is. This is the difference. Sometimes we have an opinion which is based on something which is factual. And other times, we're just out of the blue, we're just saying, do this or do that. In regards to social media, biggest problem is in social media. And social media is very strong. Yes, social media has become so strong now that, you know, sometimes it puts people who are really in power, you know, it causes a problem for them. Why? Because everybody can get together, everybody can give their view. So there are some things which are good, some things which are bad. And sadly, one of those many bad things is everybody just giving their opinion about everything, anything and everything. If a person is depressed, you know, sometimes, you know, a person, let's just say suicidal, and you think, yes, I'm going to help this person. You are not a professional in this field to help this person. Sometimes you can just exasperate the situation. You just make the situation worse. This is what's happening. So whatever it may be, you need to leave things to the professionals. This is what needs to be done. You need to leave it to those who are skilled in that field. So as we said, if it's medicine, you're not going to operate on somebody, are you? You know this person needs to go to the hospital. The doctor needs to, whether it's operate or whatever it may be. A doctor needs to deal with it. You know that I cannot deal with this. I am not a doctor. If somebody needs, Allahu Akbar, let's just say, an advice, they need advice or something. It may be they need advice on law, they're in a situation. They need a solicitor. Now, even a barrister is not going to do the work of a solicitor, no, because he's not skilled in that field. So he will send that person, no, it's go to the solicitor. If you need somebody to fight your case in court, you're going to go to a barrister, a lawyer to fight your case. So many of you, we need to leave things to professionals, those who are professionals in their jobs. And when it comes to Islam, to the deen, who are the professionals? It is the scholars. So we need to, you know, think before we speak or before we say things. Because we are not professionals in this field. So we may say something which is wrong. And then you would be spreading wrong teachings. And sadly, this is a problem that we're facing nowadays, where we don't have this trust in the ulama, in the scholars. We don't let them. So if we've chosen somebody to do a job, we've chosen them. Why? Because we respect them and they're a good, brilliant scholar. Okay, so then let them do their job. Now, if they're saying something which you do not like, what gives you the right to give a different opinion just because they don't like it? If the doctor says you've got cancer and you're not going to like it, but you can say, no, I don't accept it, I don't have cancer. You'll be worried, oops, I've got cancer. Why? Because the doctor said it. Those people who are scholars, Muftiyani Kiram, of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if they're giving rulings on Islam, on our deen, on our religion, who are we to question them or to give our own opinion? No, I don't think it's like that, it's like this. We are nobody. This is what we must understand. Many times it's a matter of pride, isn't it? But inshallah, we are going to, move towards assumptions, inshallah. Really, really important. First, let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
There was a famous story about a beggar. It was a woman who used to beg. And one day she came to the court of the king to beg. And she was beautiful. So the king offered to marry her. She married the king. And she became the queen of the country. But whenever the king used to come to her, always she was in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she spent maximum time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, day and night. And when the king asked her the reason for this, he said, O king, I was a pauper. I was a beggar. I used to go to the streets and beg for food and money to make my time go by. You have taken me on board, but this is the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't deserve these bounties. So whenever I see them, I remember my past times. And that's why I fall into prostration. One of the problems we have today is that we forget about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe and every direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and if you would count graces of Allah Azza wa Jal, never would you be able to count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air, the water we have, the family we have, the houses we live in, the cars we have there, every single thing that we have. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we remain ignorant. We have at our disposal an amazing body, and yet we ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have two eyes, two ears, a tongue, lips, all the organs that function properly, and yet we are depressed. Why? Could you imagine yourself walking without feet? Could you imagine yourself crawling on the floor? Could you imagine yourself walking around without the ability to see? All of these things, even the food we eat, is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The delicious foods that we taste and the taste buds that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. All of these things, if you reflect upon them and reflect upon your power of reasoning, your power of understanding, Allahu Akbar, you would fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You wouldn't give your ability to see or hear for all the money in the world. What a great blessing this is. And yet, little do we contemplate and little do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our daily reminder, mashallah azza wa jal. Now, speaking about opinions, assumptions, and we could also say husnul dhan. Husn means good, beautiful, positive, and dhan, my dear viewers, is opinions, assumptions. And this is having good assumptions about people, about other people. So my dear viewers of Madina Channel, assuming good, husnul dhan, good assumptions, thinking positively, this is just full of benefit. It is full of benefit. It doesn't cause you harm. Whereas thinking negative, thinking badly, all this does is, well, what benefit, the minimum you could say, is what benefit is there in this? SubhanAllah, we should think good. SubhanAllah, there's so much more to be said. Let's first move to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humans and He divided them into males and females. And He revealed ahkamat to every Prophet alayhi salam and even to the final Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now from those ahkamat is that there are certain members of each gender that a person has to keep a distance from, meaning he cannot speak freely with them, he cannot intermingle with them, he can only speak to them if there is a need. And these are famous categories, maharim, ghair maharim, and we should all learn about who are our maharim, those who we can freely conversate with, sit with, discuss things with, look at, and who are our ghair maharim. Now today, the society and the time we live in, Allahu Akbar, so many things are going on, ma'azallah, where people are speaking freely, openly, even offensively, in an unlawful, lewd way to people of the other gender. This is something that we should be mindful of. The Prophet ﷺ once mentioned that zina is of many types, fornication. You could have fornication of the hands, and that is to touch something which is forbidden, ana mahram. Zina of the tongue is to speak in that wrong manner. Zina of the eyes is to look at someone unlawfully. So these are things that we have to take into consideration, and we can't just say everyone's doing it and it's all taking place and we join the bandwagon. No, as a Muslim there are rules that we have to adhere to, and it is these rules that we adhere to and follow that will lead us to the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inshallah paradise as well. So be very careful, learn Islamic knowledge, and inshallah implement it in your lives as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, mashallah, we have another guest who has joined us. This is our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib. May Allah ta'ala bless him. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Shabazz, are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Got your picture of MashaAllah. And it's one which is, you know, when you were sitting in the studio too, you look like Allahu Akbar. You're looking beautiful, MashaAllah, as always, Hafiz Sahib. Allahu Akbar. How's everything anyway, Hafiz Sahib? Where are you now? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in Dewsbury. We just had a news that an old elderly woman has passed away. So I'm just trying to organize things in the local masjid. And I was had the intention to pop down as well, inshallah, but I had to come here now. So I'm just in the masjid office now, just trying to sort out a few things. So the summer school also that we've got running, alhamdulillah, in Dewsbury and other areas as well in our region.
Now I come to think of it, Hafsab, what is this summer school? Why not, inshallah, invite people towards it?
Alhamdulillah, so it's at the moment, because it's our first time, we've arranged it for 12 plus boys We've got right. some right. interactive lessons. So there's no books involved here. Alhamdulillah, everything is on screen, interactive, you know, quiz games. They use their mobile phones. They use their laptops. And they're allowed to bring all these things in as well. And it's all on the screen. Alhamdulillah, everything is with the slides. We've got outdoor activities. We'll be visiting a zoo, you know, just to learn about the animals, you know, creation of Allah. We'll be going for a walk, you know, just litter picking. All these kind of things, alhamdulillah, it's a four-week course that we arranged in different areas in our region, Greater Manchester and Yorkshire.
Wow. And, how many people are expecting? Is it still open?
For admissions? We've got 130-plus students. Admission's always open, you know. We've kept it to a minimum in some areas where there's not enough space. Like Manchester, we've had to do two classes because, you know, we're getting overcrowded. In Dewsbury, alhamdulillah, where I'm teaching myself, I've got 24 students. But there's a new student, when they find out, oh, this is different, you know, we want to come. So alhamdulillah, I said, just pop down, inshallah, we'll solve everything now.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Brilliant. Hafizab, today's topic is, you know, opinions. Everybody has an opinion. There's also assumptions, good assumptions. Anything you have to say, Hafizab?
Message from Shabir Bhai. And I was reading, onions, what a topic to talk about. Then I thought, it's opinions. Mashallah, a very important topic. You know, just one thing I want to start off with is, you know, like sometimes, you know, when we've had a dealing with someone and that person has let us down, straight away, you know, we start to have this lack of empathy for that person. Mm-hmm. And empathy is that quality that helps, you know, connect with people, especially when they're doing, going through rough times. You know, when we see that, you know, this person, I lend him money, I did this to him, and he's not giving me the money back. Then what happens is, you know, we start to think negative about that person. Oh, yeah, he's like this, he's like that. And that's one of the things that we need to understand, that from, you know, the bad opinions, we lead on to, you know, labeling a person, ma'azallah, he's a chore, he's like this. He doesn't return the money back. He's like this. Yeah, he's untrustworthy. You know, so these kind of things that we start to, from a bad opinion, we go on to accusations. You know, we go on to slandering someone. Yeah. We start to backbite someone. You know, so from one sin, just imagine where it lead to. So we need to understand that the person, why is he doing that? You know, if he's not picking the mobile phone up, that doesn't mean that, you know, he doesn't want to talk to you. Maybe there's a problem, or maybe genuinely he doesn't know what to say to you. You know, so we need to understand the situation. Let me give you a scenario where, you know, I gave some money to someone, and you know, if that person doesn't pick the phone up, you know, I straight away, you know, if I start assuming, yeah, because he knows me, he's avoiding me, he's doing that, then I'll be ringing someone else. You know, this is what's happening. He's trying to avoid me, and then later on you find out, you know, that guy was in hospital. Allahu Akbar, you know, he was, you know, this happened to an Islamic brother that I know, where someone was ringing him and he owed him money. And that person ended up in hospital because, you know, he put him into heart attack or acid charity. So he was in hospital. And the guy goes, look, it's been 3 days I've been ringing him. He's run away with my money. I go, Zira, he hasn't run away with your money. He's in hospital. You know, so empathy is something that we need to be understanding. And, you know, a sinner in the past, you know, he might have, you know, you might have mended his ways, you know, maybe he has run away with your money, like at least have good assumption about him. There might be so many problems that he's going through. So that's another very important thing. And the beautiful thing about having a good opinion about people is that you earn the pleasure of Allah, because, you know, because you're thinking good about another Muslim, you reward, you know, get your reward as well. And then also another very important thing is that your heart remains pure, you know, and free from wrong assumptions, malice, another diseases as well. You know, just imagine if you go to sleep at night and you're always thinking about this person, you know, why has he done this? Why has this? Yeah. If you keep your heart clean, there might be so many problems that he's going through. And genuinely, when people do borrow money and they can't return that money back here, instead of shouting at them, labeling them as chore, thieves, and labeling them as a war, just go to them and talk to them. Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, his beautiful seerat is that he used to lend money to the people. Why? Because he says that after so many days, for example, if that person had a date fixed that I'm going to return this money on that day, you know, after that, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali writes that if he doesn't return me my money, then I will get a reward as if I'm doing sadaqah every single day after that.
Subhanallah.
Allah Ta'ala has given you help. And, you know, for example, 100 pounds, 100 pounds might not be too much for you that's given. It might be a lot of money that you've given the person too. You know, and he'll be struggling to get that 100 pounds together. But alhamdulillah, just imagine the sadaqah, the reward, you know, you're getting. And it also brings positivity, doesn't it?
I think Hassan, we find it very difficult to not have bad assumptions. Am I correct? But immediately, the first thing which comes to our mind is something which is negative, isn't it?
You know, the ulama ikram, they say that the tariqah of the awliya was that, you know, whenever they used to even have this inclination towards a bad feeling about someone, the first thing that they used to do, there, you know, to have that good opinion, is to make dua that, Ya Allah, purify my heart. You know, this hatred, this malice I've got about my brother, Ya Allah, clean my heart. So that's something that we need to do as well. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then be constant in focusing our own self. You know, there's so many bad things about me. I need to worry about them myself, you know, rather than, you know, thinking always about other person. We always try and tend to blame another person rather than us. You know, there's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part of a person's being a good Muslim is leaving alone that which does not concern you. Yeah. So, you know, why do you, there's nothing, it doesn't concern me. And then other people, for example, you don't even own that money, but it's your friend, and then they start to join in, you know, act upon this hadith, and, you know, if it doesn't concern you, just leave it, make dua in the court of Allah, and even make dua for that person as well, that Allah Ta'ala helps him, you know, and rewards him, and Allah Ta'ala gives him, you know, the financial power so that he can repay these people back as well.
Subhanallah. Hafsa ibn Hazrat Hakim Luqman, radiallahu ta'ala, and such a great individual who met about 4,000 prophets he spent time with. He spent time with about 4,000 prophets. And one person he asked, what is the secret to your success? How is it you gain such a status, such a rank? And he gave three reasons. One of those was تَرْكُ مَا لَا يَعْنِينِ. He says that I left those things which do not concern me. Another example he gave about, you know, owing money. There's a famous story of Hazrat Imam Azam Buharifa, isn't there? When he's walking along a path and there's a person who's also walking, but then he quickly turns away. So instead of the Imam Azam thinking, why is it he turned away? You know, he owes him apparently 10,000 dirhams or something along these lines. So he says, I forgive that person for the money that he owes me. Why? Because now he has to, because he's ashamed, he's ashamed in front of me, Allahu Akbar, to come before me. And this is something which is a beautiful example, subhanAllah. People like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu ta'ala an, who, and they wouldn't take advantage even when, as it's not only just requesting the money back, it's us taking advantage too. We'll take something of theirs, and we're like, what are you doing? Like, oh, man is doing, like, look how much money he owes me, he's not giving me that yet. So I'm going to do whatever I want. This is just about owing money, just sadly. I don't know, Hafizah, what can I say? By the way,
the scholars, they say, that be open-minded and try to understand each person's situation. You know, a person, we might have, you know, the day he came to you to borrow that money, he was in a very difficult situation. Now you helped him. Why are you destroying your own good deeds? And then, you know, once we help that person, help him again. If you helped him the first time, why can't you help him the second time? And, you know, that I know of a few people, Shabazz Bhai, that Bichari, they've taken money from someone. And now, you know, they're struggling through, especially this pandemic era where they're already struggling. Mm-hmm. But they don't want, the last thing that you want is someone, you know, always shouting at you on your mobile phone and trying to, you know, get in contact. Mm-hmm. And if you even see if people say, you know, if you don't return my money, put that, I'm going to break all your door windows and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a And I'm, you know, always trying to feel other people's pain as well.
But also, I think those people who do, because we're on this topic, those people who do owe somebody, remember, as long as you have the ability to pay them back, you must pay them back. You must pay them back if you have the ability to pay them back. If you don't, you need to do whatever you need to do to pay them back anyway. Because it is a debt you have, You know, you've borrowed somebody's money, so you should, from your side, you need to do as much as you can. But from their side, they should also be lenient and patient, inshallah. Hafsab, any last words, inshallah?
Just one thing I always say to people, that please, you know, if you are in a situation, this is for those people who do need the money, you know, instead of ringing anyone up, yeah, try to, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, talk to a person that you know best. And if someone does come to you, if you can't help him, just say, look, I can't help him. Rather than, you know, belittling that person, rather than making him feel bad, you know, you could go through that, you know, that point in your life as well. And always ask Allah Ta'ala to help that person as well. And this is what the beauty of Islam is, helping one another.
MashaAllah. Hafiz Pakistan, Jazakallahu khairah for your time. Allah Ta'ala bless you. And I hope, inshallah, everything goes well, mashallah, with the funeral. May Allah Ta'ala, the individual who has passed away, may Allah Ta'ala grant them all the goodness of the Akhirah, inshallah. Again, Hafsab, Jazakallahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. That was our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib speaking, yes, from experience again, mashallah, about opinions, assumptions. We're always thinking negative. Sadly, my dear viewers, there are a few things. There's one in, when it comes to lying, lying and telling the truth, where we lie so much and we rarely tell the truth. Another is assumption. We always assume negative. We are always thinking about whatever it may be, we have something wrong, something bad to say about it. You know, oh, he didn't come. He must have been doing something. Or and this, whatever it may be the littlest of things. And I think, oh, it must be this. Why are you always assuming? Why do you have to assume? Just keep your opinions to yourself. And min husni Islam al-mar'i, as mashallah Hafiz Sahib mentioned, the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is from a beauty of one's Islam for him to leave that which does not concern him. And this is what we should do. And we shouldn't always speak negative. Once Hazrat Isa alayhi sallam, this hadith sharif is beautiful. Hazrat Isa, this is mentioned within the Muwatta of Hazrat Imam Malik, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was once walking by a pig. There was a pig, a khinzir. He was walking by a pig. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam stays on full bi salam. Go in peace. Go in peace. Now, people were thinking, this is a pig, is a najis al-ayn. It's najis, it's impure. You know, generally considered from amongst all of the animals, the dirtiest, it's generally considered the filthiest of animals. The pigs generally are. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he said, "Unfuz bi salam, go in peace." Allahu Akbar. So some of his Hawariyun, maybe one more, Allahu Alam, they ask him and they say that, you know, O Prophet of Allah, why is it you said this, especially to a pig? And he says, because Hazrat Isa alayhi salam says, because I don't wish for anything negative to be on my tongue. I don't wish to say anything negative on my tongue. For this reason, what was positive was what? Go in peace. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this was, honestly, when I read this, I was just so amazed, it was so beautiful. Go in peace. Allahu Akbar. Unfuz bi salam. Why? Because he didn't wish to say anything negative. And this is a lesson which we should be taking. We always have something to say, and most of the time it's something negative. Remember, it's said, isn't it, that if you have nothing good to say, then remain silent. Why? Because silence is better than speaking wrong. So it's better to remain silent than to speak bad. And it's better to speak good than to remain silent. So either speak good, otherwise remain silent. Silence is good. He who is silent is successful. There's a famous quote, move in silence until it's time to say, and the word used is checkmate because this is related to chess. It's a court. And they say move, the point has nothing got to do with chess, which is a game. It's nothing got to do with chess itself. It's a lesson of life. It's advice. Move in silence until it's time to say checkmate. What does this mean? This means that just stay quiet about things when you are doing things. Because if you're going to share everything, then this will spoil, this will ruin everything. If you wish to attain success, remain silent until it's time to actually make your move. Until it's time, until you're sure that you've got it. Until you're sure, you're certain. And then, you know, say whatever you wish. But make it good. This is what we need to add to this. That whatever you're saying must be good, must be positive. My dear viewers of the channel, today, mashallah, we have a department of Dawat Islami. What department is this? Let's take a look, inshallah. Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers, we also know about the importance of masajid. They are there for the survival of our deen. We also know how necessary masajid are. The number of salah performers decrease in those areas where there is no masjid. Alhamdulillah, again, your Dawat Islami has done a great job and has started building masajid all over the world. Right now, our performance is that Dawat Islami is building approximately 600 masajid every year. That is approximately 2 masajid every single day of the year. Somewhere plots have been bought, somewhere buildings have been bought, somewhere construction is being done, other places the inauguration of the masjids are taking place. Allahu Akbar. There is a hadith that states, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal builds a house for him in paradise. So it is my humble request, my dear viewers, that you should also try and build a house in paradise. If you want houses for you or your deceased loved ones, contact the numbers and support the Dawat Islami's department.
To see Allah, oh brothers, namaz wal hai.
It's
all over the world. By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. One of the many departments of Dawat Islam, my dear viewers. Khuddam al-Masajid, what it's known as, meaning that this includes building masajid, those people taking care, cleaning masajid, etc. Those who play any part possibly within the masjid. And my dear viewers, Ramadan, inshallah, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, on average, Dawat Islami is building about 2 masajid per day. On average, this is about 2 masajid per day. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this. Subhanallah. And some people, they think, you know, building masajid, why? What's the reason we are building so many masajid? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, man bana masjidan lillah, that he who builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall build for him a house in Jannah. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala shall give him a house in Jannah. The reviews of Madani Shah. The scholars state, don't they, that those who have property in Jannah, how can they be sent to the fire of hell? Madhavius of Madhani Shah, building masajid, how much of a great work it is. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Al Madinat Al Munawwara, there was his own house he was to build, he didn't build it. What did he build first? First he built a masjid. First he built the masjid. Then after having built the masjid, this is when he built his own house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only built his own, you know, everybody needs a place to live. He only built his own a house for himself after he had first built the masjid. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, really shocking, amazing, amazing. Not shocking, it's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. but amazing, my dear viewers. And to teach us too the importance of building masajid. And yes, Rasulullah himself took part in it. And it was very easy for him just to order the companions, build a masjid here, just to order the people. And yes, the people would have done it, and they did do it. Nothing compelled Rasulullah to build himself, but that he himself wished to play a part in it. Again, to show us that, you know, the importance, the significance, the greatness in building a masjid. Now, okay, we're not builders. We cannot physically build it, but we can give towards it. Inshallah, building masajid. And imagine, really, imagine having built a masjid. Subhanallah. And if you're on the Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, rise and shine. Today's question that we had, where is Hajj performed? And mashallah, many people have given the answers. One gives salamu alaikum, salamu rahmatullah. The name is Muhammad Ayyan Hussein from South End on Sea. The answer for the question on Rise and Shine is Makkah. Please make dua for me and the Ummah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and no doubt the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala grant us all forgiveness for every single one of our sins. Grant us all unity, inshallah, as well as mutual respect and love and steadfastness upon the creed of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Another give salamu alaikum, assalamu wa rahmatullah. This is Noshad Chishti from South Africa. The answer is number two. Another give salamu alaikum, assalam for all those individuals, mashallah, they've all given salam wa alaikum, assalamu wa rahmatullah. One is Ghulam Sabir Khan. It says the answer is two. Another is Rishad, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, from Reservoir Hills. The answer is again number two. One is Binte Abdul Qadir, I think this is how it's pronounced. Or Abdul Qadir, possibly. From Sea Cow Lake in Durban. The answer is number two. Muhammad Haroon Attari. Again from South Africa, who says the number is two. May Allah Ta'ala bless all those individuals who have sent in their answers. My dear viewers, yes, the correct answer is yes. I was thinking, are some people going to say number three, Madinat al-Munawwara? But if you think about it, the pillars of Hajj are in Mecca. And the scholars, whenever they mention the pilgrimage, Hajj or Umrah, in the books of fiqh, they then mention that the greatest of pillars is then going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the correct answer, yes, is Makkah al-Mukarramah. Well done to all those individuals who have sent in the right answers. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. That's all for now. Join us tomorrow, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will